Now it's time for Becky's Classified Home Edition on Radio 1. You know we normally do Becky's Classifieds where we give you loads of cheap stuff that's available on the internet right now. This is a bit like Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Have you seen that show?
No.
No.
Oh my, how could you not see Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Is it like Changing Rooms or 60 Minute Makeover?
Have you seen it either?
Right. How high did your voice go? How excited are you?
Right, Becky, I know that you and I like the same type of things. Mm-hmm. You need to get this in your life. Basically, is it, I don't know if they're still making any in the credit crunch, because it must cost a lot of money. It's an American show where normally someone has quite a sad story, and then they just bulldoze their house and start again. And they have the most amazing house ever, with everything in it that you could ever want. It's so cool.
Like Pimp My House, then?
Yeah, but in, on a, it's a, on a huge, huge scale.
This so isn't in this country, then, is it?
No.
No.
So somebody's having a terrible time,
yeah,
and they need cheering up, so they knock their house down.
Yeah, and start again. And the houses are always immense, the new ones. I love it. I do. Everyone cries at the end. It's brilliant. Anyway, this is just like that. These are real adverts for people who want you to move in with them. And they're offering accommodation. Okay. So if you are looking for somewhere new to live at the moment, then this might be for you. These are all real-life adverts on the internet. And I reckon, as soon as some people who are listening to Radio 1 now hear these, they will put their notice in straight away on their place they've got at the moment. Won't even bother to get the deposit back, I would imagine.
Okay.
Right, first one.
Attractive city lawyer offering free accommodation.
So this is free accommodation for an attractive person.
Hello there. I'm an attractive city lawyer offering free accommodation to an attractive female in exchange for a mutual exploration of sensual desire.
Right.
Oh, you would stay clear of this, wouldn't you?
Is this appealing to you, Becky? You've got somewhere to live now, haven't you?
Yeah, but this is free.
It is free.
At the moment, I'm not going to just, you know, turn it down straight off.
With a view and hope that the excitement of the initial setup will evolve into something equally fulfilling, but perhaps on a more conventional footing, without necessarily losing the deeply satisfying undercurrents of the unorthodox initial arrangement, however.
Completely lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
this. This is scary.
The accommodation itself is part of a comfortable four-bedroom house and well situated in terms of transport links in the northwest suburbs of London. It's normally priced at £450 per calendar month, per room. But, of course, you wouldn't be paying that.
Oh. But I thought he was just going to get to move in with him on his own, but it's him and his housemates. That's a bit weird.
Mm. Okay, that's weird. But, like I said, it's free, and he's an attractive city lawyer, which means he's probably got a bit of dosh on him.
Yeah, but he's going to be...
He says he's attractive.
Yeah. How, you're not going to be that attractive, are you?
Chappers, oh my God, can I just say, Chappers is now Googling pictures of Josh Groban to see what the competition is.
With Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
No, I was just seeing what he looked like. That was all.
So red.
Not Googling the competition.
You are
right, he does have a perm.
He does have a perm. He's a nice guy, though. I met him once. But,
oh, right. Yeah.
Is he nicer than Chappers?
Anyhow, back to the things.
Right, and here's the... next real advert if you're looking for somewhere to live right now on Becky's Classified Home Edition.
Large three bed.
Okay, good.
Sounds promising.
That sounds good.
I am looking for someone to rent my rent-controlled apartment. The monthly rent is extremely cheap and would be a dream for many people in this city.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Still sounds good.
I need someone to move in and help me get her out, man or woman.
Eh?
My plan is to act like we are a couple until she can't take it anymore. I have done everything possible to try and get her out, but she is a scumbag, so we need to create some type of plan that would get her out. I would charge you very cheap, and all you have to do is act like we're dating.
Right, basically on this one, his wife's having an affair, but she just won't move out of the house.
Right,
so this is
so you have to
get
move
her
in,
out.
Pretend to be with the husband to get her out.
Yes.
We might have to kiss in front of her and make fake sounds when we're in the bedroom. Please respond with a detailed description of your plan to get her out and a little about yourself. You could live there after she's out, and unless we fall in love, we don't have to do anything else.
Oh, that is wrong.
We might have to make some noises in the bedroom.
He should get together with the city lawyer.
I like that one a lot. Another one?
I have a huge bathroom.
Good for you.
Excellent. I like it. I like an advert that starts off with "I have a huge bathroom," though. But it's always promising.
I am a female in my mid-60s, and I'm looking for a roommate. Times are tight, and I need some extra money. I am willing to rent out my bathroom in my one-bedroom home.
Right. Oh.
So you've got to live in the bathroom. Oh.
That would get dull after a while. Initially, fun. Because like, I can just go to the loo whenever I want.
Can't you do that now?
You really don't get out much, do you?
I've got free roam of the shower. I can. Mm?
Why can't you go to the loo whenever you want now?
Mm. I don't know. Because I just quite like the idea that like you've got the whole run of the place.
Why don't you just
it's
sleep?
Yours.
Why don't, when you go home, why
you own it.
Why don't you just sleep in your bathroom for 48 hours?
I've done that before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's because the floor was cold. I was tired and emotional. Next.
My bathroom is large. You can easily put a twin air mattress in there. I only ask that when I need to use the bathroom, you and your mattress are not in it.
Oh, no, that's no deal there,
see,
love.
You can't stay there for as long as you want.
If I'm renting out the bathroom for however much a month, I want it to be the I want it to be mine. I don't want you coming in every 5 minutes having a dump.
So you want to you'd want to stay in there?
Surely it's better just to get out and let her get on with it and then go back. Why would you just sit in your bed watching her?
Well, yeah, but anyway.
I do ask that when you're in the apartment, you confine yourself to the bathroom. I do not feel comfortable with a stranger walking around my living room. This might change as I get to know you better.
So you've got to barricade yourself in the bathroom at all times.
Hmm? How do you eat and stuff?
In the bathroom.
Baked beans in the bath? I don't know.
I don't know, maybe you set up some kind of
camping
gas in the bathroom, and therefore you'll never have to meet her, apart from when she knocks on and goes, excuse me, it's that time again.
You may have a guest over, as long as they are confined to the bathroom as well. This might seem a bit odd, but please remember, the bathroom is large.
Do you want to come back to mine for a coffee?
In a bathroom.
You've got to sit on the toilet to have it.
You sit on the toilet, I'll just lie down in the shower.
Well, maybe she has a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll be at least on the same level.
At least you've got two seats. Yeah. I very much enjoyed Becky's Classifieds Home Edition. I'd like to do that again at some point. If any of those take your fancy, if you are looking for somewhere to live at the moment, then do let me know, please. Oasis are coming next on Radio 1.